It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool because it blows.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
Whoa. Time out.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
We're going to time out, both of you.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Let me take a puff off my pipe as I cue the iPod.
You would play stuff that nobody has ever heard
of.
No,
I would play stuff that's good.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you willing to put out the 99 cents it takes to purchase a song?
I can do that right here at the desk. We have
on my account.
I've got an account, butt munch.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Now, that was tense. This week's e-break is going to be funny. We're going to give you candidates, three of them. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. And our first candidate is one Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss, right? And Elizabeth is middle name?
Yep, that is his middle name.
I think the term
named
he was...
after his father.
As he was talking about the ballpark, Globe Life Park, I think he was looking for the term ornamental iron. I think that's what he was looking for. Instead, Norm said this.
The Rangers in their center field section. You know that one beyond the Greens Hill, beyond the building there that's now a Bud building or something? And then there's office buildings with, quite honestly, just a little too much oriental metal, that oriental metal, white metal. His suggestion was that somehow...
Do you mean ornate?
Ornate, yes. Or ornamental. Oriental.
Any of those.
The hell just happened?
Ornate metals.
Anyway,
sir.
He claimed that out there...
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Man, there's too much oriental.
You just
out
know
there.
That's because he's used that word so many times in his life.
It just slips right out there.
He grew up in a different time.
Yeah. I have a question. Can we still say oriental rug?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you can.
When is that going to become offensive?
Like about 3 years ago?
No.
Yes.
That's how I just saw an
I'm telling you, advertisement
Giorgio, for it. Oriental rugs, $99
rugs
this week
now.
At Flippers.
Will they become Asian rugs?
I think that's offensive.
Because you can't say Oriental food anymore, right?
Taiwan ding dongs.
You can say Oriental food?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think you can. Mm-mm.
Is the train still called the Orient Express?
Yes.
No.
Is the Agatha Christie novel, did they have to change it to Murder on the Asian Express?
I think it's the Ornamental Iron Express now, is what they're calling it. But we do know that Norm is up for an e-break. And so is one David Mino. Now, he runs the board for Bad Radio and the Hardline. And we hear so often about the unfortunate drop, the misfire. This was a misfire... drain a live spot. Poor Rhines had to fight through this derailer.
What it is the Labor Day sale. And the Labor Day sale is the biggest of the year at Sleep Experts.
What?
I don't know why that played.
My God, man.
That's
not a copy point at all.
It's really not. So let's get back to the Labor Day sale. It's going on right now at Sleep Experts.
In case you didn't hear exactly what the Danny drop was, this was it.
I have to clean my butt.
Why is it coming out of one side of our...
I don't know. Don't worry about that. Just worry about what he said. How would that ever be a part of a live spot?
I have to clean my butt.
Let's do that one more time.
What it is the Labor Day sale. And the Labor Day sale is the biggest of the year at Sleep Experts.
What?
I don't know why that played.
God, man.
That's
not a copy point at all.
It's really not. So let's get back to the Labor Day sale. It's going on right now at Sleep Experts.
It's funny. It was said right after Ryan said, what it is, then Danny says that.
I have to clean my butt.
Was that an accident?
Yes.
Okay.
Mino claims total accident.
All right.
Why does any guy announce that?
In one channel, too. I don't know. But there's one David Mino up for an emergency break of the week. And our third candidate comes to us from the morning show. His name is Girag Dunheim. Girag. Wait, that's me, George Dunham.
Oh, that's
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm up for an e-break. All right, we were having Disney talk. Jer went to Disney, and his wife Janice has a senile dog, and Jer told us that the dog was left at the hotel. Then Gordo and I went into what that may have been like, the dog alone in the hotel room. It's not as funny now,
you got
even
the giggles
to me, as it was this day. But yes, I got the giggles, and I'm sorry. Dog humor cracks me up, and I couldn't help myself, and I'm sorry for ruining the segment.
Our dog's a bit older, so he's a bit, you know, a bit more
I think
nervous
you traumatized. I think you're going to get a letter of resignation sometime this week.
Yeah, we might. But yeah, he stayed home. He stayed back at the hotel a lot, actually, because of the heat and not wanting to deal
Ran
with
up the porn
Sweet
wheel.
Vacation for him. Got an AC.
Hey, he got to be on the bed at the hotel, so he was enjoying it.
I don't think he didn't do foul things to that bed,
oh,
too.
I guarantee he did.
I don't think he Dutch oven that thing.
I just saw the dog doing the butt crawl thing.
What?
Calm down, George.
Hot dogs will just propel themselves on their butt with their hind legs up. I bet the C&I dog did that to Jerry's house.
What's wrong with you?
Make a laugh. The side paws sticking up in the air.
I think he's got a flask over there.
I'll have what he's having.
Humping on a pillow.
Well, happy birthday to Jer's seeing eye dog.
Indeed. It's a small world, Jer.
It is.
Jer, happy to have you back.
I think it's a world of laughter for that dog in that hotel room.
That dog had the time of his life. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Jer.
That is the biggest giggle fit you've had in a while.
I know. Yes. And you started with the Dutch oven. That was the first visual of a dog pulling the covers to fly. Oh, man. That was funny. All right. So, Norm.
You sound so high there.
It does. Just anything's funny. Norm, Mino, or Giorgio. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can I on your radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, I want to vote for Norm King King Hot Dog Hit because you know, love you.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Okay.
I would like to responsibly vote for my fellow UNT alum, the Windy City Whopper, George Fardnocker.
Right. None of those are approved nicknames, but we will accept the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. It's Ruggedo Odor's younger brother, Ruggedo Odor.
That's right. They have the same name.
Mm-hmm. Stable.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Norman Keith.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The ticket.
Bad Shaw Slice Born.
Don't ever say that again in your life.
Girl,
don't ever say that again. Hi. You're on with the Sports Friends.
Muses, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Rubens Boss. Give me George. Muzzle, muzzle. Good things.
Thank you, Stan.
I like that guy.
Good to hear from you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
No more Yankee, my wanky.
Oh.
16 candles?
I think so.
16 candles.
Long duck dong?
I do not believe that you could get away with that stuff back then.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, the winner is clear this week, but I would like to direct my vote at Craig Miller. He has blocked me on Twitter for some reason,
good,
and I just want him to to tell the P1 why. Why did you block me, Craig?
Well, since I have no idea who you are, I've only blocked like a handful of people, so you must have said something
must be a big
really,
jerk.
Really awful.
The big jerk. And we got to move on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, music.
Hey.
This is Baby Homo Droopy Dog.
Who?
I want Baby Homo Droopy Dog.
Baby
Homo Droopy Dog?
Okay, just vote.
Yeah. Okay, I want to know if Uncle Norm can win.
Gosh, what a terrible call.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
We love you long time, user.
I guess that's a Norm vote.
Gotta
why would
be.
You say that?
Why would you think that, George?
Well, that went, Fernando just said gotta be. I don't know. I was asking.
Why would you guys say
you
that?
You announced it was a Norm vote before he said gotta be.
Well, because I thought I heard the guy say Norm. So Norm wins the emergency break of the week. Way to go, Norm.
The Rangers in their center field section.
Swerving.
You know that one beyond the Greens Hill, the building there that's now Bud Building or something?
Or them?
And then there's office buildings with, quite honestly, just a little too much oriental metal, that oriental metal, white metal. His suggestion was that somehow.
Do you mean ornate?
Ornate, yes. Or ornamental. Oriental.
Any of those.
The hell just happened?
Ornate medals.
Anyway,
sir.
He claimed that out there.
No disrespect.
No disrespect intended.
Well, Norm needs to get off his back pills, I think. It's about time.
A couple of things. We're hearing from many, many, many people that you can still use the term oriental when you're talking about inanimate objects. So Norm there was not out of line. It's only when referring to people.
Yes.
So oriental rugs are still okay. Oriental ironwork or whatever Norm was talking about would have been okay.
He was trying to say ornamental.
He was trying to say ornamental.
Yes, yeah. But if he had said oriental ironwork, it still would have been okay.
But eventually that will become offensive too.
Probably.
Inanimate objects that.
Hey, also, we should remind everybody to be by the channel today at noon. Norm has an announcement he's going to make in conjunction with Bad Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Really?
He may be coming out, yes.
Let's hear at noon today. How many is that for Norm?
76 wins for Norman Swipe Right Hitzkus.
Way to go. Way to go, Norm.